Hello, thank you so much. Hi there. Yeah, we've heard of people who have done crazy things just to see their crushes, especially in their teenagers or even in any other given age, and you just need to see that person that you like so much. Yeah, I've heard of people who just boarded a bus, went kilometers just because they were in crush with a lady. And by the way, I don't know how it compares. I don't know how ladies react to crushing on a boy, but I know that as men, it is always crazy. It is always crazy. You remember when we were young and we could do stuff just to impress girls? You could jump from a cliff, you could jump from a high place, from a tree, so that a girl thinks that you're cool. And I think that is what the ladies has on us. That is what you girls have on us boys. Like, a guy can do anything. We've heard of men who sold their properties just to impress a woman. We've heard of people doing crazy things. Even may others leave their families just because they are in love with somebody else. Let me not call it in love, but they just crushed for this girl. They just have some feelings for this girl. And for us men, most of the times, it's that we don't differentiate having a crush on somebody and loving them. Because for us, I think we are creatures that can get attracted at it in any moment, any time. And actually, when you have money, wow, that is easy. You know, money boosts your confidence. And for men, they need confidence to do stuff. So that is why I think men who are well able financially, they can easily react to their crush on somebody other than somebody who doesn't. Because if you have if you doesn't have if you don't have money, then what? How will you sustain this girl? How will you bring to meet our or how will you meet her needs? So that is why I think that men with money or guys who have something in their pocket, they can just do things for their crushes. For me, I think the most crazy thing that I've done actually recently, there is this girl I've had a crush on for so many times, and I know that yeah, I'm putting a break on dating and stuff, and I'm really trying to control myself on that area because I am a master of having crushes on people. Like, I can just crush on somebody. I just have those things. But within 2 days, they're just gone. Yeah, the rooster just woke up. Yeah. This is what I think. For me, I was just going. I was just walking. Let me just finish the story for you first. Then I look into the butchery, and there she was standing, beautiful, stunning, and I couldn't help myself. I just found myself getting in there, just going in. 1 minute I'm there, I said hi. The next thing I knew, I found myself buying it. Yeah, I just bought meat that I didn't need. I had food in the house. But I think that is what these instincts that drive men crazy when they see a girl that they like. They just make them do things. And if you're not careful, you can find yourself in a very stupid mess. And one thing that I've really learned, even by myself, is that I try so much. So much not to put my feelings ahead of me. So anytime I feel like, yeah, I need to do this, anytime my body's driving me to doing stuff, I try to avoid those feelings, but sometimes it's just hard. So why is a laborer who is earning 100 Kenyan shillings is just going out there at the end of the day and they just give all that money to a lady? I had a story of this guy who used to say that he's a gardener and he had a girl that he could not maintain, so he would send all his money to him and to her, sorry. And I was wondering, how do you survive if you send all your money to her? But I think that is the power of the ladies, because every man wants to prove to somebody that, yeah, I'm a provider. I can provide for you. I can give you anything. I can meet your needs. You don't have to worry. I got you, girl. I am for you. And that can make a man do stupid things if you're not careful. So for me as a man, I think that I really need to look at myself, build confidence, and know what I want, know what I deserve. That way, I don't go talking to any girl that I have a crush on. I just stand back, look into what they're doing, and you know why? Why I think that there is a big difference between our generation and the generation that was there is that our parents, when they were dating, they used to study the girl or the guy. That was the trend. They would go out, study each other, not look at the compatibility. Is even the relationship, can it even work? But today, I think we've lost control and we just do things just like that. Just because we have a need, a nudge to do something, we just find ourselves doing it. And that is not good. That is not the correct attitude for me, if you ask me. Because at the end of the day, we have marriages that don't stand. Because these two people, one of them went in there because I was crushed, for you. Within 2 months, they are married. You don't know this girl. Then later, you realize that, oh, she's not the one, because you have so many crushes out there. Because trust me, they said that the beautiful ones are yet to be born. So every now and then, there is someone beautiful out there. There is someone stunning, someone wonderful who is just out there. Who, and by the way, that you'll find a track, you'll find even more attractive, charming, charismatic. So, anytime and any moment that you feel like, yeah, I have a crush on somebody, and I actually I'm talking about those of us who are looking into getting into relationships and into marriages. Just think about it first, don't react on it at the first grip, at the first instance. Just wait around, see how long it stands, because attraction comes always. You can just be attracted to someone just because you're sad and they're making you feel good at that particular moment. You can just be attracted to someone just because they look nice, and you just want to be around them. They boost up your self-esteem, and you put not into consideration other things that matter. And at the end of the day, man, you're out there, and wow, it is chaos. It is chaos. Today we have a rooster in the area. Mind me not. next time, we'll be on a maybe a quiet section, but today you have to withstand the voices of the rooster. Actually, it's a good alarm. It's a good alarm, and it's a good voice. Actually, it's good to remind us that, yeah, we have nature around us. I know some of us has never even seen a rooster, has never been around one. You just see them on books or on television, or when you're going to KFC, when you're going to that chicken inn around your area, and you cannot tell very well if it is a rooster or if it is just a normal chicken. So, thank you. That has been me. And tell me, do you have a crush on somebody? What did you do? What action did you take? Was it stupid? When you look back, are you happy with what you did? You can find me at Twitter, Michael. My handle is MK4NI20, MK4NI20, at MK4NI20. That is my Twitter handle. Thank you so much. May I treasure you. And do not forget to follow. Do not forget to share this information. Let us spread it as wide as possible. No, and if you're finding it helpful, if you find this podcast helpful, I'll really like to know. But in the meantime, bye bye. Thank you. Until next time, bye.